Psalm 111, this is a praise psalm. Verse 2, Yahweh's works are great, pondered by all those who delight in them. And we may think that this is going to be a praise of his work in the natural creation. And of course, the natural creation is his very great work. But as you read on in the psalm, the works that we are to ponder and delight in are more of a mental and spiritual nature. Goes on this psalm to praise, verse 3, his righteousness, verse 4, his grace, verse 5, his faithfulness to his covenant, verse 7, his justice, verse 9, his salvation of his wayward people. Now, these are all the characteristics of God's name as declared to Moses in Exodus 34. So, Yahweh's works are his name. All that he does articulates his basic name, his basic character and personality, which is all about justice, salvation, righteousness, grace, faithfulness to us, etc. So his works are great in that people like you and me, who are so pathetically weak, by utter grace, should be called and saved. And they are pondered by all those who delight in them. Now, this is what we should be filling our minds with. Not the vapid, empty words of pop songs you hear on the radio, not the endless intrigue of soap operas. Ponder his great works towards you. Ponder the wonder, the awesomeness of his grace, his justice, his faithfulness to us, etc. Verse 3, his work is honour and majesty, his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonderful works to be remembered. He has given food to those who fear him. He has given food to those who fear him, we're told, and his righteousness endures forever. Now, those words are quoted by Paul in 2 Corinthians 3, where he's encouraging the people of God in Corinth to be generous to those who don't have food, the poor saints in Jerusalem. And he quotes this, and he says, look, you know, you should chip in and give and donate to these hungry believers, because this is what God does. He has given food to those who fear him. His righteousness endures forever. In other words, his kindness to his people is part of his righteousness that endures forever. Now, by doing such works for God's people, by generosity to God's needy people, you likewise are reflecting a righteousness that endures forever. It is an act of righteousness. Although we are sinners, don't think that you're incapable of doing righteousness. Of course you are. You can give food to the needy brethren. And that is a righteousness that endures forever. So imagine that you're on low income and you've got 20 quid, whatever, 20 euros, dollars, whatever. And you think, well, it's Friday night. I owe myself just a decent meal. I work hard for low money. Yeah, I owe it to myself. Go out for a meal. That's not a sin. But you have the meal and you probably forget it, you know, a month later. Suddenly, within a year, you've forgotten it. And it's not a sin. You use that money to feed the poor, especially the poor believers. God gives food to those who fear him, and his righteousness endures forever. That is something eternal. That has eternal consequence. It has eternal moment. Because of the day of judgment, when I was hungry, you fed me with your 20 pounds or whatever. And that endures forever. It's not that we are saved by works. We're saved by grace. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. But all the same, there is a judgment of works in the sense that good works have an eternal moment. They have an eternal consequence. They have something to them which is eternally abiding. If you spend your spare cash on yourself, and, you know, as you go up the ladder, you might get a bit more than the old 20 quid to spend. Well, you know, where is that yacht or that extra nice piece of furniture or technology? Where exactly is that positioned in the context of eternity? Well, absolutely nowhere. Whereas if you invest that, as it were, in the needy, he, like God does, he gives food to those who fear him because his righteousness endures forever, well, that has eternal consequences. As I say, not that you shall be saved because of that. You can buy your way into God's kingdom with, you know, 20-pound notes or whatever. No, you can't buy your way into God's kingdom, but what you can do is to do things which have eternal consequence and which shall have an eternal effect, an eternal result. God, verse 5, gives food to those who fear him, because his righteousness endures forever, and he is ever mindful of his covenant. God is continually aware of us. He is continually thinking about the fact we are in covenant relationship with him. Job says, yeah, what is man that you should be involved with him every moment? And he basically says, God, give me a break. Of course, he was wrong to say that, but he was right in that indeed God is involved every moment. We are so important to him. We find that difficult to believe because for us, you know, life happens and life's got to be lived, and we're taken up with the thoughts that are all associated with what we're doing, childcare, maintaining the bit of property we live in, daily problems that come up, issues that come up, and we have to do in the workplace, or whatever. And, well, we think of God now and again, give thanks for our food, I hope, pray to God morning and evening, I hope, read the Bible, I hope, for some minutes a day, go to church on Sunday. We can get the impression that God likewise sort of drops in on us also now and again. But no, he is ever mindful, always mindful, thinking about it all the time. And that is how I fain would be, how we all would surely wish to be spiritually minded as he is all the time. And this is what the kingdom of God is going to be about. And that's why we long to be there, when the ties that bind and the endless distractions that fill human life will be no more.